If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
All right, be honest. How would you feel if your husband or boyfriend gave you this as a gift for the holidays? So I saw Andy this weekend outside a mall. He brought something for me, did me a favor, which was really nice. And he said, I'm going into the mall to buy something very specific for his wife, Kelly. And I was like, okay, good luck, whatever. And then he goes in, and then I got in the car with my cousin and I said, would you like that as a gift? And she was like, no, I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think she's going to be into it. And then I asked a few other women afterwards. I'm like, do you think you'd like to receive this as a gift for Christmas? And they weren't into it either. So I decided to tell Andy this yesterday morning when he came in. I said, are you really dead set on getting that gift for Kelly? And he said, no, not necessarily. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't think you should do it. I don't think she's going to like it.
And I was surprised by that. Should we say what it is?
Yeah.
She's not awake yet. She's
okay.
Definitely still asleep.
Tell us.
So I thought it would be a really good idea to get her a locket mm-hmm. this year with mm-hmm. with an engraving or a picture of us inside, something personal, right? Okay. So it's got a little bit of
Ooh, the picture was even worse. I didn't know the picture.
So engraving it is. I wasn't dead set on the picture
oh,
yet.
God.
But I thought, you know, it'd be a really cool original gift. It'd be from the heart. It's not something that she asked for, but that doesn't necessarily mean it'd be a bad gift. It'd be a good surprise, right? And I think it would show a lot of effort on my part, or at least I thought.
I think the engraving is a nice part of it.
Yeah.
I think any nice note, like a nice note from the heart. If you wrote something from your heart in a card, I think it would sort of do the same thing.
Yeah, that happens all the time anyway.
That this locket would do.
Yeah.
But I don't, I know Kelly. Mm-hmm. I don't think she wears lockets. I put myself in that situation. I was like, oh no, if my boyfriend or my husband gave me a locket, I would feel like I'd have to wear it. And I don't want to, I wouldn't want to wear a locket.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. She doesn't wear a locket.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have one yet.
Or she doesn't like lockets.
That could be true too. But I'm wondering, wouldn't you like something that was from the heart and had such a personal touch to it?
Like it if it was, yes. And I think she'll probably take it, put it in her jewelry drawer and cherish it for the rest of her life. Do I think she's going to? No, I don't.
Really?
Kim Kieran, I asked you yesterday, would you like, I said, what if Neil came home and gave you a locket?
I was like, how cool is it? Is it like special? Because no.
No, you don't,
no,
you don't
no,
want
no.
it.
And I have a kid. I don't want her picture in there.
You don't want it? Yeah. I asked Tanya from our web department as well. I was like, would you like a locket from your boyfriend or your husband for Christmas? And she's like, no, nobody wants a locket.
I see both sides, and I get that it's thoughtful. I mean, yeah. Some gifts do grow on you, and I'm trying to see the thought behind it. I mean, the fact that you are picking out a gift that you can potentially give to your offspring is a very like profound thought.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe don't get it at a kiosk as you said you were shopping. Maybe go to a proper jewelry store if that's where you're going.
No,
with the
maybe
gift.
Don't take Sam's advice. Like I just gave you the advice of four women who are a little more similar to Kelly than Sam is.
But what about the originality of the gift, right? And it could be, you know, something like Sam said, it could be an heirloom. It can have such more meaning than just a piece of jewelry.
You know,
isn't
what?
That something,
I mean,
that you would like?
I'm not here to tell you what to get Kelly for Christmas. I'm certainly not. Like, I just kind of felt like I was helping you. I was like, let me, if he's thinking he's going to give her a gift that she's going to wake up every day and put around her neck, I think he's missing the mark.
Yeah.
So I just wanted you to know that. And you mentioned before that you'd gotten her some earrings that she's never worn once.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of spring summer earrings, so I'm waiting for her to break them. I really thought this was going to be a home run. I really did.
When did you give her these spring summer earrings that she's never worn?
April.
And she's still never worn them? Oh, she doesn't love them.
Well, okay, so I was 0 for 1 on that one, so why not swing again?
This text says, it's a thought that counts and your thought is wonderful. Go for it. I agree that it is thoughtful. I agree. I see where you're coming from, but I just didn't want you to think that you were giving her a piece of jewelry that she's going to put on every day or ever, for that matter.
No, I know she wouldn't put it on every day, but I certainly thought it'd be a thing that she always wears on special occasions.
No,
that's what I thought.
No, she don't. Okay. She won't.
So I have a win-win. You get the locket, you don't get the engraving, you get the certificate for an engraving. Keep the receipt, give it to her, and she doesn't like it. You know,
just, that doesn't sound right.
The engraving is thoughtful, but just to put it in perspective, if she didn't drink alcohol ever, you'd never get her an engraved flask.
I certainly would not.
It would be thoughtful to have something engraved in it, but you wouldn't get that for her. So just knowing her style and knowing her, I think it'll be sort of like the same situation with the locket. I know you're picturing some sort of like Titanic-esque situation where she's like, thank you. I will never let you go, Jack. All right, Claudia, what do you think of Andy giving his wife a locket for Christmas?
Thoughtful gift, and he's really put a lot of thought behind it. But as a woman, I wouldn't wear it either. And if he's okay with her not wearing it, then go for
it. Kind of where I was going with that. Yeah.
I mean, I certainly.
I think she's gonna appreciate the thought, but it might not be her style of wearing lockets. Or, I mean, I've gotten gifts from my husband that I appreciate the thought behind it, but it's not really my style. Or.
That's, I mean, and you saying that you appreciate the thought that counts, it's the thought that counts, is basically a nice way of saying I'm really not a fan of this gift. Be honest, it's okay.
You see, at the same time, you see that he did think a lot of what would she would like, but
yes,
it might not be what she would like.
Yeah, it's yeah.
I'm not a jewelry person. My husband's gotten me jewelry and I appreciate the thought.
Yeah.
I know he means well, but
and there's a difference between
jewelry.
There's a difference between her being like, "Oh, my husband is a sweet guy who does thoughtful things for me,"
yeah,
to my husband like knows my style and got me something that I really want to wear every day.
Exactly.
I think that's just the difference between it. She's gonna love you no matter what. You're just
you're just not the gift.
A better gift giver one way or the other. Exactly. All right, Claudia, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
Thank you.
Have a good
day,
one,
guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, the B92.5.
I'm calling regarding the lock. It's the Christmas gift.
Yeah, who's this?
Layla.
Layla, what do you think?
I agree with Andy.
Oh, wow.
That's
shock right there. That's legit shock.
You know what? Nowadays, men don't even try hard,
mm-hmm,
you know, to get a gift for women. They think a box of chocolate is fine, or gift certificates for a spa, even though we love spas.
Yeah.
But they don't think outside the box, you know? But I wouldn't go with the picture, though.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I love it. He was going to put a picture of
it. I think we're going to all agree on the picture now.
Stop it.
It was just going to be me.
Stop it.
I want a picture of my son, you know, but the engraving and something just thoughtful.
True.
You know,
yeah.
Or like
at least you have something on the side. If the necklace doesn't work, at least you have something else on the side.
Or like a gift certificate from Aritzia. That would work too.
No gift cards.
No gift cards. No gift cards. All right. Layla's not into it.
Layla, thank you so much. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too, guys.
Bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
Margaret just said Nikki should mind her own business. That is so kind of you.
Well,
thank you.
No, I want Nikki's opinion.
Not even 7 o'clock yet. Thanks for the kind text at 92925. So has this helped you at all?
It's helped. It certainly made me think twice about what I'm going to do here. I don't know. I'm so scared.
I'm so scared.
Well, I thought it was going to be a home run, mm-hmm, and I still kind of like the idea. But
you know what? Back to the drawing board. You could always get her like a piece of jewelry engraved, like another type of necklace,
yeah,
maybe not a locket. I know you're picturing like something from Titanic.
I'm picturing the old lady.
Yeah, old lady. That wasn't even a locket, just to be clear, in the Titanic. It wasn't a locket. It was just a stone.
Oh,
so maybe
get her stone. Diamond on
maybe.
Earth.
Anyway, let us know how it goes. If you do give her the locket, please videotape her opening it so we can decide whether she was actually excited or faking it.
The locket's going to have a life on our show. Every time we go out together, you see Kelly, you're going to say, is that the locket?
No, we won't, because she'll never be wearing it.
Oh, no.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, so someone is putting little tiny cowboy hats on pigeons in Las Vegas, and animal rights groups are really angry about it. Just saw this yesterday. They don't know who's doing it. There are many videos that are going viral now. There are pigeons walking around Vegas with little tiny cowboy hats on their heads.
What?
And nobody knows how or why they are there.
Like strapped on, glued on?
We don't know. Oh. That's what the animal rights advocacy groups are worried about. They're like, how are they being abused for these hats to be put on them?
Are you concerned about this? I mean, like, what was your first instinct when you
I am terrified of pigeons.
Terrified?
Terrified.
That's a big
of
word.
Pigeons. I don't want them to be hurt. I don't want anyone,
right,
but I'm actually going to Vegas with some friends in January, and I don't want pigeons anywhere near me, and I think I'll be even more freaked out by pigeons with cowboy hats walking around my toes.
What have pigeons ever done to you to make you think any less of them? I mean, are they?
Are you okay? Is the
no,
point of, the point
they
of this
exist.
Is you want to defend pigeons?
I'm a fan of pigeons. I mean, yes, I know they can be a bit of a nuisance, but they're highly intelligent. They really mind their own business.
Oh, no.
Well, they do, and I don't know. I think they get a bad rap.
Pigeons are sky rats.
Sky rats.
Sky rats.
Yes.
Rats with feathers.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a baby pigeon?
I have not.
Most terrifying animal you'll ever
see. I can imagine.
All animals are cute when they're babies.
Yeah.
No, pigeons are terrifying.
I like that they're not that scared of humans, and they all have their own sort of personality and their own little quirky walks. I mean, I really don't mind them.
those things you just listed are all the problems with pigeons. They're way too comfortable with humans. They're way too domesticated because people feed them. I had an apartment where pigeons moved into our balcony. I couldn't get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. They
terrible
used to be
animals.
Kinda, yeah, that happened to me once when I first moved to Montreal years ago, actually.
They don't move. move, you have to move because you can't get rid of them.
The only like apartment I could afford, and I think there was like a pigeon nest on the. Oh, I just didn't open the curtains because I was so terrified.
I mean,
I didn't want to know what was out there at all.
At least pay rent if you're going to move.
But thousands of years ago, I learned that they were actually kind of majestic birds. They were like on seaside cliffs, and then they started with buildings instead of cliffs because I don't know how smart these birds are. I don't think pigeons are that smart.
Well, I mean, before email, we forget that we had pigeon carriers. I mean, pigeons could have been responsible for potentially saving countries from going to war, for all we know.
Thousands of years ago.
Give
for
some credit.
War? What? Yes. You're giving them credit for what?
For potentially saving countries from going to war. Oh,
that's a weird thing to say. But now they're just eating everything out of the trash that like anybody
that's
will.
It, yeah.
So basically what's happening in Las Vegas right now, a lot of pigeons in Vegas. I don't know if you've been there lately. A lot of pigeons waddling around.
That's where I would be.
In Vegas?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot of garbage for you to eat, I guess. A lot of pigeons walking around there with the little cowboy hats on, and they're trying to figure out why. And honestly, I don't believe in animal cruelty in any way, even if I don't like pigeons, but that is the question they're having. They're like, did they glue them on their heads? And is it something that's going to impede their flight or attract predators as well? You can't do that to animals.
I wonder if there's a big country act coming to Las Vegas, and this is like some genius marketing
festival.
Like, Lil Nas X is coming. He's going to, I don't know,
but it's on making like huge international news in the States right now. People wondering like why they have cowboy hats on.
I know you hate pigeons, Nikki. Have you seen a picture of the pigeon with the cowboy hat?
Yeah, I saw the video.
Do you think it's cute?
No, I cried.
Stick a moment to appreciate how funny, though, the image of a pigeon with a cowboy hat is. Especially if it's slanted a little bit.
I didn't find anything funny about it. Okay. Like, there's not a thing.
It makes them scarier.
Not a thing, exactly.
Not the only one that feels that way, though, Nikki. Nancy says, pigeons are not my favorite bird either. The purr sound that they make is creepy. It's true.
It is. Especially if you're going through like an overhang or something.
It's like they're trying to be doves, but they're not quite there. Like, doves are a beautiful bird and pigeons want to be doves.
Aww. We forget that pigeons are kind of our own doing, though, when you think about it. Like, we're the ones that built the cities, that built all these perfectly perchable ledges, have all this trash for them. It's like a pigeon wonderland. So, of course, they're going to be here.
They're like, Sam, they'll literally eat anything.
It's true. They're like, gross.
Anything that's in the garbage can, they will consume.
Build that gut biome, I say.
Christina, do you think it's ridiculous that I'm this terrified of pigeons?
No. I think it's validated. I've seen my friends, the fear in her eyes when she's scared of pigeons. I clear on the beach in Italy. I just clear the way for her.
Oh, wow. You have a best friend who's terrified of pigeons also.
Yeah.
Is it a phobia or is she just grossed out?
She's scared. She's really scared. It's hilarious. It's hilarious, but I also see the fear. So
yeah, it's real fear. It's a real fear. They are gross. Sky rats, like I said.
Ornithophobia is the fear of birds, so that's probably what she has. She's got a little bit of ornithophobia.
Or is she just grossed out by pigeons? There's the pigeons that I find gross, and then right underneath them are like those little raccoons at the top of Mount Royal. Like, those are the animals. Those are the animals that are in my nightmares.
Who wants pigeon poop on their head everywhere?
Exactly.
It's not good luck. It's terrible luck.
That's just something they say to make you feel better when they say it's good luck.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Until it happens to you.
Christina, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
I love you guys. I listen to you every morning.
Oh, thank you so much for listening. Somebody mentioned on our text line that there are pigeons worth millions in Asia, that they're racing pigeons.
Come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'd like to see them race, like, as long as they're away from me in a cage.
Yeah, just race away. Go
cool.
That way. Yeah. This text says, Nikki, I think you're getting pigeons and seagulls mixed up. Seagulls are disgusting, nasty creatures. Pigeons do absolutely nothing to people. What's wrong with you?
No, I'm not getting them mixed up at all, because this fear probably began when I watched Home Alone when I was a kid. That woman in Central Park.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
With all of the pigeons. Look, I'm getting worked up and anxious just thinking about
she
it.
She was scary.
All of the pigeons all over her, like literally my worst nightmare.
Yeah, all you're missing is a couple of mice running around you. And you're good to go.
The worst. People are saying, come on, pigeons are cute and smart.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
Smart, yeah.
This one says, I'm afraid of pigeons, but I wouldn't mind seeing a pigeon wearing a cowboy hat. Well, it now exists in Vegas. You can just Google it if you'd like to take a look.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, so I mentioned that I watched this video last night, and it's funny because I actually very much feel in the Christmas spirit this year, too. I think sometimes, like some years, it's more or less, but I've been feeling it. I've been enjoying the shopping, been enjoying doing nice things for people, looking forward to seeing family and spending time with them.
And we're officially 2 weeks away.
Exactly. Two weeks from today is Christmas Day. So I was watching a video yesterday that went viral. This woman is hilarious. Her name is Mary Mary Catherine Backstrom. She's from Fort Myers. And she said she was really feeling in the Christmas and holiday spirit as well. So she went into a gas station convenience store and there was a woman in the lineup who was just buying a ginger ale. And she said, you know what? I'm going to buy her ginger ale.
Nice.
She said, you know, I can't afford to buy everyone Starbucks. I can't, but I can purchase your ginger ale. I'm going to do it. Yeah, exactly. Just a nice little kind deed for somebody else. So her heart was full. She did it. And she was like, have a great day. Felt really great about that. And then she came out to her car and she thought there was a man who was also in the Christmas spirit. It wasn't exactly what she thought, though. This is what happened after she left that store in the Christmas spirit.
I see this man. He's cleaning my windshield. I'm convinced this is a Christmas magic. And so I'm like, oh gosh, I just love this time of year, you know? So I walk up to this man and I am like, this is my favorite part of humanity. I love Christmas so much. Thank you for doing this. And I give him a hug. It wasn't my car.
It wasn't her car. The guy was washing the windshield of his own car, and she thought that it was her car. So she comes out, gives this stranger a hug, and says, this is my favorite part of humanity. I love you. I'm so glad you're in the Christmas spirit, too.
And he accepts the hug. Yeah. He's all for it.
She continued to say that. She said, why did you let me hug you? Why would you let a stranger hug you?
What would you guys do if this woman came up to you and wanted to give you a hug at a gas station?
Well, the thing is, that wouldn't happen. I would be the woman. I was sent this video by at least three friends yesterday saying, this reminds me so much of you. This is something that would happen to you.
Yeah, totally.
And it absolutely is. And she said that the guy didn't even say anything to the guy. She went and got back into her car dying, like almost peeing her pants laughing. She said her stomach hurt because she was laughing so much at herself. Yeah, and the guy didn't say anything. The guy was just, I think he noticed when she got in her car that their cars were similar.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that was the situation.
She gave him a great story to tell, though. Right? Yeah,
well, I think she has the best story to tell. Yeah. The way she's telling it, her laugh is so contagious.
Normally when people creep up on me in gas stations, it doesn't end well. You know, it usually ends at me telling you, like, back off or something. But this is really nice. I mean, it's cute. I just thought that Christmas karma was going to come right back around.
And it's going viral. And when it popped up, because this is where our attention span is these days, it's a 5-minute video. Mm-hmm. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to. And for some reason, I clicked on it. And it is so worth those 5 minutes. A couple people texted the same thing. They said, I almost didn't watch it thinking it was too long. But I'm so glad I did.
Give yourself the time to watch it.
Oh, so funny. And continue to spread that Christmas spirit, whether you mean to or not.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.